Was anybody participating in the in a Whamageddon?
Oh, trying to avoid the Wham song.
Hey, Jordan, don't be doing that. Don't be doing that, Jordan.
Jordan.
If you're not familiar with what Whamageddon is a game that takes place each holiday season in which participants try to avoid hearing Last Christmas by Wham from December 1st through Christmas Eve. If you can avoid that, then you win. But if you hear it once, you're out of the game. And I guess it's honor system because you never know when you're going to hear it.
Right.
But,
like, right.
No, yeah. Jordan, don't do it. Don't do it, Jordan. Hey,
look at you.
Rick Rolageddon. Yeah, that song, Last Christmas by Wham, who put out this list of best Christmas songs of all time?
Ranker?
No. Oh. I'm not going to tell you because I don't want people to look it up. But okay, if it's a website, maybe it's personal opinion by this person who wrote this article. I don't know how they deduced what the top 50 best Christmas songs of all time are. Last Christmas came in number 2. Any idea which was number 1 of all time?
Well, Christmas.
No. White Christmas by, who would that be? Bing. Was number 9 on the list. That would be way higher for me, too.
Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Brenda Lee rocking
it around.
The best?
Let it snow.
It might be in the top 50.
It definitely is.
But all I have is the top 20.
It's not in the top 20?
No, it's not even the top 20.
Get out of here.
You're out.
This list is crud.
That's one of the worst Christmas songs.
No,
it's not either. How are you in a bad mood listening to that song? Come on now.
Because it's one of the worst ones. It's like of all the Christmas songs I can listen to get into the holiday spirit, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee blows.
It takes you right to Home Alone.
Yeah.
Well, because you're associating with the film, but by itself, Johnny,
best Christmas song of all time?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey.
All I Want for Christmas is you. Yes, number 1.
Yeah.
I didn't want to take center square. I was trying to.
He was looking for number 1. Yeah. You take center square on number 1.
Yeah, that's the
I'm
whole,
so confused.
That's the whole point of what's top number 1 is center square. Jesus Christ.
That's the time you play center square.
Yeah. Let me go deep cuts for Brenda Lee. No.
That's a far bottom right.
You weren't even
right.
top 20. You can't argue this. It's not even top 20. Top 50.
This is one random list.
I think it's.
There's
think
a lot
wrong.
Of lists out there.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's crazy. It's emo.com. Wonder who put it together. No. Do you actually know how, or what do you think Mariah Carey makes off that song alone every holiday season?
$45 million.
Oh. Come on. $45 million?
Yes.
You don't make money on songs anymore.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think royalty fees or residual, whatever, just use of song plays is worth? I mean, yeah, you're not going to make what you make
Frank,
by playing it over
this?
And over and over again.
$4 to $5 million dollars.
You said 4 to 5. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
I think you misheard me.
Oh, okay. We got 4 to 5.
Okay. I'll say $6 to $7 million.
$67 million?
$6 to $7 million. Oh, you killed it.
Renee?
$9 million.
$9 million. All right.
I feel like you're not giving any higher or lowers here, so.
You're just letting us.
All right. Well, let's go $13 million.
$13 million.
I'm going to say $5.5 million.
$5.5 million. Microphone, please.
She's got her own.
Jordan, where are you?
15 He's busy.
Million.
15 million. You're all over bid.
Huh. Oh.
4 to 5 was the lowest bid.
Yeah.
It's 2.5 million.
Huh.
I mean, it plays only like not even a quarter of the month or the year. It's probably 6 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, people but start in playing every grocery music. Store, in every store.
But I mean, how much do you get per play? I mean, even on Spotify, it's like.
Well, I guess Jordan knows he's a musician. You don't get
pennies.
1/1000th of a penny.
So, I mean, that's still a boatload of money. Yeah. 1/1000th of a penny.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
You don't
good
get paid like the original. Like, it's the original. I mean, you're even in, you know, reruns.
Yeah, right.
If you're a syndicated show, you don't get paid what you were paid to do it.
I did get a check for 10 cents yesterday, a residual check, and Dish Nation must have aired somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Well, you probably will. Check your mail. It was 10 cents. It cost more to mail the check than the check was worth, but that's fine. I'll take it.
We haven't been on that show for how long? They could be airing old episodes of us.
I don't know. I got a check. Maybe it was a back. Maybe it was back.
They 10 owned it. Cents.
I was like, ooh, I'm excited. What is this?
You know, some of the.
I still get some from Mallory Rescue, too.
Nice. Oh,
cause, yeah, because it might get picked up by Netflix and whatever, or some other streaming platform will pick it up. I'm like, $1.50.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah.
Right down to the old bank. Deposit.
Championship host.
That was. This is just royalties on that song? Because I know she's doing her residency in Las Vegas that we were giving away tickets to.
Oh, right. Yes.
With that stay at the MGM Grand. She's got to be making some money off of that. I mean, it's got to be more than...
She's getting paid. That's a whole separate thing.
Annual royalties.
Okay, on that just song the royalties.
But
that's a lot, then, for royalties. If she's performing
No, it's just royalties.
I know.
Damn.
But if you're getting 10 cents off... If Heidi's getting 10 cents off of a Dish Nation thing...
You know, it's kind of ironic that the message in that song is someone who's not materialistic, and she's making $3 million off the song.
Wait, I thought all you wanted for Christmas was me.
Yeah,
no,
isn't that what you just want to play it for free? Because all you want for Christmas is me.
Money.
She's
money.
Talking to that.
I meant
check.
To say all I want for is money.
That's a nice fat envelope to get every year.
Yeah, she don't have
All
to
I
do
Want
anything.
For Christmas was co-written by Russian-Brazilian music producer named Walter Afanasyev.
Oh, she didn't do this?
Maybe.
I thought it was hers.
No, he did a lot of work with Mariah in the 90s, and he has a net worth of over $100 million just based on the stuff he wrote for Mariah Carey.
Wow.
Wow.
It's not fading into obscurity. It's becoming more popular. It's, like I said, number one.
So we got number one, we got number two.
What about
and
this
I'm already
person?
Out.
Wait, what about this person singing? How much do you think they make?
Background people?
Yeah.
I think that was his
pay That's to, not Mariah.
No, that's his pay to play.
Yeah, that's but like studio musician.
You got called in, let's that sing sucks. It, and like, here you go for your day's work. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You're not going to make him any
Every
out
year
bad.
They curse Mariah. I should get more money for it!
Yeah, don't you love those people? Who would I live off with? Renee, it's your turn to guess the best Christmas songs of all time.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch. Is this called Grinch song or what's it called?
I don't know who sings it, though.
Not top 20.
Damn.
You're a mean one. What's that? What's that band that does the like rock version or was it
Small Town Titans?
Is it a rock version?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is a great.
Oh
one.
Yeah.
Best version ever.
You're as cuddly as a cactus.
Boris Karloff did the original one.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Right there.
God.
She's dressed as the Grinch.
That absolutely. You can see this down at Jumbo's Clown Room.
Oh, yeah, you can. When's the last time you've been to Jumbo's Clown Room?
I actually have never.
What?
I know. I've always
Field
wanted
trip.
To go. We should. A work meeting?
Yeah, let's see that. I think there's a dancer down there.
They got Thanksgiving dinners there?
She looks like... She does like heroin between songs.
Oh.
And so she bucks out. She got like just roams around the stage. And then all of a sudden she starts like, you know, fast punching the air. Like. And so I don't even know if she has like a stripper name, but they go, welcome Power Surge. Because she'll just. She's like having a power surge. And then she'll. But she's topless.
What the hell?
I mean, it's great. I mean, no better place than Jumbo's Clown Room.
Yeah. Right here.
It's on Jordan's list.
It is. It's my bucket list.
All right. We do have to take a break. Going to come right back. Don't forget, 8:40, Guns N' Roses tickets going out the door. We are Heidi and Frank.
Unwashed socks and your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three best words I would use to describe you are as follows, and I quote. Stag! Stag! Stag!
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.